7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
To ensure we're all traveling in the right direction, this call may be monitored or recorded.
It's
5:51 p.m. 5:51? Yeah, no, don't be ridiculous. It can't be 5:51 because it's actually 19:30 UTC. And that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goholes Committee. Yes. Hello. Hello. Once again, it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm the guy who pours the tea. Drinking tea on this lovely morning. Lovely. Yeah. Hot, hot, hot. Oh, it's hot tea today. Oh, but I need it. I need it. I need it. Oh, yeah. I'm already having a hell of a day, so I gotta drink the Chia Guan Yin. It's gonna be Chia Guan Yin Day. I'm gonna drink it all day, all night. Probably drink it tomorrow, too. I'm gonna pour some more. I like to drink tea. I got up way too early today. Way too early. I couldn't sleep for whatever reason. And now I'm just... blah. I'm very blah today. I think everybody needs to know that ahead of time. As I drink my delicious tea... oh, it's so good. Oh, a little bit more. Okay, that's it. Now I'm ready. We can get out of the car. Alrighty, where are we today? Well, I've decided to come to Herrenhaven. I don't know if that's a great idea, because we've already got four other cars here, so it's going to be packed. Probably got a bunch of little kids running around here, too, so anyway... when we were here 2 days ago, did I tell you that I saw the turkeys again? As I was leaving, I walked through the Mulhall's property, and they were out there. They were out in the middle of some goldenrod, gobbling around, blah, 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 blah. And they were big, big, fat turkeys. Oh, so funny. So anyway, I was hoping maybe we could come out and see some turkeys or something today. So I didn't want to go to the creek just because, oh, we were there yesterday. So it looks like I'm going to be standing around for a while. So let's check the bocage and see if there's any marmot action in the bocage today. Okay, apparently not. So, what we'll do is we will head out to the water and see what's happening. But my hip hurts. Ow. Why is this happening now? Ow. Okay. So as I enter the forest here, the sun is trying to get me. I'm seeing some of those mushrooms on logs again. And a lot that got knocked off. Why do I get the feeling that somebody came in here with some kids and they said, oh, let's hit those with a stick. I can guarantee it. Oh, maybe this wasn't a good idea. Okay, back in the forest, I see a pile of logs with some fungally growth. No mushrooms, but those are fresh logs, so... We gotta let for the mycelium really run and do its thing in there before anything really happens. Okay, I'm beginning to think that this was not the best idea, but I don't care. I want to go outside today. It's pretty nice. Once again, right now it's about 19 degrees. It's going to be 20 degrees in about another 10 minutes. It's getting warmer. And today is going to be a fairly warm day. But as of right now, it's not too bad. What was that sound? Was there wood ducks over here? I don't know. Let's go out onto the water. I'm trying to look out onto the Mulhall's property, but it's so overgrown. If there's turkeys in there, you can't see them until you're right on top of them. It's going to get a little bit warmer today, so I'm glad I'm out now. It's about 70 degrees Fahrenheit. My leg is starting to tighten up. Do the tighten up. And as I approach the sub pond, water level is a little bit... What was that? There was a flicker of something over there. Maybe it was just my imagination. Water level is a little bit high. I mean, not like overly noticeable, but enough that you go, the water's a little bit high. Nothing happening in the sub pond. The sub pond is all just covered with duckweed, and nothing's going down. Oh, God. So I want to head out onto the boardwalk. Oh, boy. Let's go see what's happening. I want to see some dudes. I want to see some kind of action. Okay, I'm on the boardwalk. I'm approaching the water. I'm sneaking between the reeds. Oh, there's so much reedage. And there's people out here on the bench. Maybe they'll... And there's somebody out further too. Yeah, we're not going to see anything today. Okay. Check the reed line. Oh, we got a big frog on a log down there. But that's about it. Oh, looking around just briefly. I don't see anything. I don't see any herons. Or any types of dudes. And that's the problem with Heron Haven these days. That's why we don't come here as often as we used to back in the olden days. Because it's just too crowded these days. There's way too many people here. And so the animals have been chased away. All our friends, all the dudes that we used to see, all the marmots. Haven't seen a marmot here in, what, I want to say like 2 years, but that's not true. We did see one, but it's few and far between. I haven't seen deer in here in a couple of years. I mean, it used to be you'd walk in here, and there'd be a deer. You'd walk around a corner, and there'd be deer standing on the trail. You'd be like, oh, hi. Yeah, no, that's not happening anymore. Now you might be wondering, what caused this, Tobe? What caused the sudden popularity of Heron Haven? Well, it was nothing other than COVID-19. COVID-19, during the big fear fest, everybody said, oh, you can't go outside, you can't go anywhere, you can't go in public, you can't gather, people can't go anywhere, all the parks are closed. And so the problem was, you know, all the schools got closed, and so kids were home all day driving parents crazy. And so the parents want to get the kids out of the house, but the parents don't have anywhere to take the kids because, well, everything's closed because of COVID. And so the parents say, oh, we'll take them to the park and they can play out in the park and run around. No, all the parks were closed. The only thing that wasn't closed, you guessed it, was Herrenhaven. And so, oh my goodness, the word spread like wildfire. And during, okay, you gotta realize, for years, I've been coming here. And to come here and find another car in the parking lot was rare. That might happen once every 2 weeks. And the majority of the time that there was another car in the parking lot, it was one of the board members. It was like, you know, Bruce or Verla. Verla would be working in the garden. She'd be the only other person here. Or it would be Sam. Okay, right? During COVID, I would pull in here and there'd be a dozen cars. There'd be so many cars that there wouldn't be any place to park. And by the way, I've just walked through the Mulhall's property looking for my turkeys. I'm not seeing any. Crossing back onto the Herrenhaven property here. So yeah, Herrenhaven got popular. And, you know, people started blogging. Oh, I went to this place called Herrenhaven. I didn't know it was there. It's a gem and blah, blah, blah. Here's more people pulling in. And then it gets written up in the newspaper and blah, blah, blah. And now everybody, and usually their dog, is here. There was a guy here yesterday with his dog. There's signs everywhere. No pets, no dogs, no dogs, no dogs. But they still bring the dogs. How many cars? We've been here for 10 minutes. There was 4 cars here when I pulled in. There are now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, including mine. And this is why we don't come to Herrenhaven anymore. Too many people means no more animals. And that's what we came here for, was the animals. So, as I approach my car, I'm going to plug in the magic music machine so we can listen to some music on the way home. Okay. So this has been pretty refreshing. Got some Tangerine Dream going here with their song, what is this called again? Tear Down the Gray Skies. Tangerine Dream, what a classic. Yeah. I was thinking about I've been listening to a lot of Tangerine Dream lately. And when I say lately, I mean within the last, 36 hours, 48 hours maybe. And all because I watched something, and I started thinking about Tangerine Dream and my connection to Tangerine Dream. And I was actually thinking about this last night. Oh, my hands are so crispy. Ow. Anyway, Tangerine Dream, my experience with Tangerine Dream, the only thing I really remember about Tangerine Dream was Dave Stewart used to make comments, funny comments in his column in Keyboard Magazine back in the 90s. And when I say Dave Stewart, I don't mean the Eurythmics Dave Stewart. I mean the other Dave Stewart, the Barbara Gaskin Dave Stewart. I'm going to pour some tea here. How much tea's left? Oh, I got to make tea. Yeah, we'll make tea later. Anyway, the other Dave Stewart, he's a very funny guy, and I was really into the stuff that he did. And he'd make funny jokes about Tangerine Dream that I can't reproduce here because it would require staff paper. But as I was thinking about this last night, I remembered something else. I remembered something else, another connection, my only other sort of real connection to Tangerine Dream. Mm-hmm. Good tea. When I was a child, I don't remember when I first became aware of Tangerine Dream. Once I sort of got interested in synthesizers and stuff, and that was right when I started junior high. So somewhere in junior high school, I sort of heard about Tangerine Dream and heard some of their music and blah, blah, blah. But I didn't ever really give them much thought until it was probably, and now that I'm trying to date this, this was probably the summer after ninth grade. I can't remember, but I was on a family trip to see family members out in Colorado. So I was out there with my cousins. So my brother and I and my cousins were hanging out one night in my cousin's house, and everybody fell asleep. Everybody went to bed except me and my youngest cousin, Jeremy. I'm the oldest. Jeremy's the youngest. My brother, my younger brother, and his older brother are the two cousins in the middle. But I'm not sure how this started exactly, but it sort of became this tradition that whenever we were hanging out, me and Jeremy would end up staying up really late watching movies and stuff, and our brothers would end up crashing early, and we'd be up until, god-awful hours in the morning watching stuff. And I remember one night, we were watching something. They had cable TV back in the day, and we didn't. And we were watching some movie, and it ended, and then there was like some previews of what was coming up next, and this science fiction movie was going to come on. And we thought, maybe we should watch this. And so, what did we end up watching? Well, it should be pretty obvious to you that we watched the movie Wavelength. I mean, if you're a Tangerine Dream fan, you know where I was going with this. If you're not a Tangerine Dream fan, there was a movie released in 1983 called Wavelength, and Tangerine Dream did the entire score and soundtrack for this film. And this was kind of a cheap film. It was a B science fiction movie that I don't know if it was ever in theaters. But it was very obviously post-E.T., because this is an alien movie. And it's an Aliens Are Trapped on Earth movie. And why am I telling you about it? Maybe we should just hit the trailer. Oh, good job, digital media.
Weeks ago in the Mojave Desert, they were first encountered. They were taken to a top-secret government installation beneath a major American city.
Yeah, yeah.
They were kept in a state of suspended animation. And then, the experiments began.
Is there more than one voice?
There weren't voices. They were more like thoughts.
Wavelength. No one was supposed to hear them.
It's coming from somewhere in there. Oh, God.
What?
Oh, God!
What is it, Iris?
No one was supposed to discover them. But now that someone has...
They want to know what you've done with your friend.
Oh, my God.
The world must never know.
We gotta make sure those things stay down there.
Hang on the wire.
Everybody out now.
Hey, what the hell's going on?
Don't you understand what's happening here?
Ah!
Yeah, so now we have a montage of all the action scenes, and oh, here come the airplanes.
2 miles across.
They came looking for humanity, and found the greatest danger in all the galaxies.
Humanity.
Man. Wavelength. Was it our experiment, or theirs?
Well, see, now the copyright there said 1982. So, yeah, I don't think it was released in 82. I think it was released in 83. Regardless, it doesn't matter. So, yeah, this is kind of a cheesy movie. And you heard the girl, Iris. Yeah, what's her name? Iris Lovegood or something terribly cheesy like that. The movie itself, yeah, it's a little derivative, but it's very much of its time. You know, there are aliens who have secretly come to Earth, and the government captured them, and the government is holding them and doing experiments on them. Okay, now here's where the spoilers come in. So if you want to watch this gem of a movie, but don't want it spoiled, stop listening now. But basically, what ends up happening is that somehow the aliens, even though they're captured, they're managing to send out some kind of psychic wavelengths, and they manage to, you know, contact this girl, Iris. And guess who Iris is played by? None other than Sherry Curry. That's right, Sherry Curry from The Runaways. That's right. The friend of Joan Jett and Lita Ford. She stars in this movie, along with Robert Carradine. Right? There's a classic name. And, and Keenan Wynn. Keenan Wynn, another classic actor from the old days. But now he's an old man, so what's he going to do? Right, show up in, you know, science fiction B-movies. Keenan Wynn, one of my favorite James Bond bad guys, too. Jeez. So anyway, back in like 1983 or so, in the summer of 83 or 84, when would that have been? I don't even know or care. There we were. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. My cousin and I, Jeremy, were watching this film. And it was kind of okay for, you know, the time. We liked it. But I liked the music. And so... Tangerine Dream. Yeah, where was I going with this? I have no idea. Why am I so into Tangerine Dream lately? Oh, good job, Tubby. You wasted all the time, and now you can't have any time to play your synthesizer stuff. Well, I've been thinking about Tangerine Dream stuff, so I was messing around with my synthesizers, and I'm not going to tell you that I was trying to be Tangerine Dream here, but I'm sort of thinking about taking something in that direction. There's something about Tangerine that I dream that I like that I don't normally do. So I might be looking into that later. You're not hearing it now. This is just what I was messing around with the other night.
Hello?
there is to it. Well, that's not true. That's not true. Did that just get off? I think that just... What was that all about? Oh, look out. I forgot what I was doing, and I am running out of time. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Maybe we'll do more synthesizer stuff tomorrow, but now I gotta go, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.